Okay, Erev Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Parashat Naso. Of the many things that we could speak about for today's SBM Friday call, first of all, credits. Yeah, I'm recording. So, of the many things that we could speak about in this week's parasha, we find the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim. Baruch Hashem, recently, many of us have been Zoche, after a long, long time of not having it, but to once again participate in Tfilah B'Tzibur, which includes, at least by the Sfaradim, Birkat Kohanim every day. Now, there is a very interesting Gemara today. If you saw the topic of the Shi'ur, the topic of the Shi'ur was Birkat Kohanim versus MVA. Now, in the medical field, or in the insurance field, whichever way you want to look at it, MVA refers to man versus automobile or motor vehicle accident. There are certain limitations. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Chet, the Shulchan Aruch brings down at great length the limitations of a Kohen to recite Birkat Kohanim. There are certain times that Kohen is not eligible to recite, to participate in Birkat Kohanim. And today we're going to speak about one of them. Now, this is a very important one because there are many different chilukei dinim, and these could really be life-altering for the Kohen, so please listen very carefully. There's a Gemara in Masechet Berachot, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara says as follows, Shlomo Baruch Abba. He says, the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen Shehared Et HaNefesh Lo Yisa Et Kapav. A Kohen that kills someone is not allowed to recite Birkat Kohanim. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, all the way in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, Shneemar, Ufarischem kapechem a'alim einayim mikem, when you spread out your palms. When is the time that we spread out our palms? That's a reference to Birkat Kohanim. A'alim einayim mikem, I will turn away, my eyes will turn away from you, Yedechem damim male'u, because your hands are filled with blood. From here, the Gemara understands, and the Rambam brings it la'alacha, the Tur Shulchan Aruch brings it la'alacha, that a Kohen who murdered somebody is pasul, is invalidated to recite Birkat Kohanim. Now, that's the end of the Gemara over there. Now, there are many, many chilukei dinim. Let's talk about now in the Rishonim. What does that mean? If you did tshuva, if you didn't do teshuva, mechina. I'm in the middle of the shiur, yeah? Hi, Sandrin. I know, Sandrin already, so she's waiting to get in. And bye. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. So that's all the Gemara has to say. A Kohen who murders someone is pasul for Birkat Kohanim. What in the world does this mean? Who did he murder? How did he murder? Did he do teshuva? So let's speak out the Or Zerua. It's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mivina from the Poskim Arishonim. He quotes his Rebbe, the Ra'avaya, the Avi Ha'ezri, Rabbeinu Eliezer Bar Yoel Levi Miba'alei HaTosfot. So he writes in Or Zerua Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Bet. The Or Zerua says as follows, listen carefully. Kibalti Nimori Rabbeinu Avi Ha'ezri Ra'avaya Shezeu Davka Keshelo Chazar B'tshuva. אבל אם עשה תשובה, הרי זה נושא את כפיו ומברך את ישראל. Says the Or Zerua, the Gemara that says that a Kohen who murders is pasul for Birkat Kohanim is only when he's not chozer b'tshuva. But if he's chozer b'tshuva, he can say Birkat Kohanim. How do we know? And he proves it. There's Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Gittin says as follows, Perek He. שלא תאמר כהן זה מגלה עריות ושופך דמים והוא מברכני, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא בכי, הוא מברכך. אני הוא שמברכך שנאמר, ושמו את שמי על בני ישראל, ואני אברכם. יענה, the Yerushalmi says, a person might think, hey, this Kohen, he's, you know, מגלה עריות, and he does זנות, and he's a murderer, and he's going to bless me, says Hashem, don't worry, he's not blessing you, who's blessing you? I am. Now, says the Or Zerua, one second, the Gemara, our Gemara Talmud Bavli says, a murderer can't do Birkat Kohanim. The Talmud Yerushalmi seems to say that a murderous Kohen may do Birkat Kohanim. So instead of saying that the Bavli and Yerushalmi contradict one another, argue on one another, it's better to say, says the Rezerua, I'll find a yeshuv. I'll find a reconciliation between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, which is what? Kan kodem she'asa teshuva, kan le'achar she'asa teshuva. Yane, before he does teshuva, if he's a murderer, that's when the Bavli says he can't do Birkat Kohanim. And after he does teshuva, that's when the Yerushalmi says that he may do Birkat Kohanim. Kach dat or Zerua, the Mordechi brings it down, B'Shem Ra'avaya, Hagaot Maimoni brings it down, B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. He says something else, very interesting. You know, there's another Or Zerua in Chilek Bet, Siman Tafyut Bet, that says as follows. Sorry, there's no more.
How do you do tshuva when you kill somebody?
Do tshuva.
How?
Tshuva. You repent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy's dead. But you feel bad about it. You do tshuva. I'm just going to close the window because there's an alarm outside. Hold on.
Rabbi, this is only murder or also soldier? Sorry.
Anyway, the kitzur. What's going
Rabbi,
on
Rabbi, this is only murder. It's only murder, or it's also like a soldier in the army.
Yefe, chake, magim. We're getting there. Yefe. Now, listen to this. Rabotai, Michael, harini et mar'aich. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this, Rabotai. There's another Or Zerua that says that when's the only time a murderous Kohen is pasul? That's only if he's Rotzeach Mefursam, Yaneh, he's a serial killer. But if you just killed one time, Mutar. Okay. That's these Rishonim. Many, many Rishonim disagree with this, right? As Ryan Daniel will tell you, many Rishonim disagree with this, and they hold it's the Rambam, it is the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Samag, you have the Ritba, you have Ra'a, they all say, no. They all say that even if it was done, and the Or Sameach also says this midat to Safot and Gitin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that even if it was done b'shogeg, and even if he was chozer b'tshuva, according to the Rambam in Rova Poskim, and by the way, I want to read to you from a Shulchan Aruch. This is in Siman Kuf Chaf Chet, Saif Lamed He, says Maran, listen carefully, Kohen she'arag et nefesh, afilu b'shogeg, lo yisa et kapav, Afilu asa teshuva. Maran is very clear. Kedat Rova Poskim, that what? That the isur of a murdering kohen to go up to say Birkat Kohanim is even if he killed Bishogeg. Forget, not a murderer. I mean, he did it by accident. A. And he was chozer b'tshuva. We do not hold. Maran disagrees with the Or Zerua. He disagrees with Ravaya and Mordechi and the Hagaot Maimoni. He holds Kedat Rova Poskim and Rambam, that he's still pasul for Birkat Kohanim, even after his chozer b'tshuva. Kach Maran kotev b'ferush. Now, however, we know, Ryan will tell you also, the Rama does argue. The Rama says that if he's chozer b'tshuva, we don't want to close the door on Baalei Teshuva. Lin'ol delet, you don't want to lock the door on people being Baalei Teshuva, but that's the Rama. Now, based on the above Rabotai, many times people can inflict damage or kill somebody, chas v'shalom, sometimes it can be by driving. What would you say based on this halacha if a kohen got into an accident and he killed somebody? What would be the halacha? So, Maran Zichrono Livracha and Yechavedat, Chilek Bet, I'm sorry, Chilek He, Siman Tetzayin. So over here he talks about it actually, and he says that if a person was driving, now really there are many different kinds of accidents. There are many kinds of motor vehicle accidents every time. If a person was driving recklessly, he was speeding, he was driving against the law, you know, not following, not stopping at stop signs, whatever it is, and Khalila, he was involved in an accident and he killed somebody, says Maran Zichrono Livracha, this would very much fall under the category of a Kohen She'arag et HaNefesh, and over there the halacha would be that he would not be able to go up for Birkat Kohanim anymore. Why? The Shuta Rosh, the Rosh Rabbeinu Asher in Klal Kuf Aleph, brings down that if a person's riding a horse, you know, a person's riding the horse very fast in a place where people walk, that's considered karov lemezid. That's not considered onis. The Radbaz takes it a step further. The Radbaz in the Shonot Rambam, Chelek Bet, Siman Shin Dalit, the Radbaz writes that what happens if a person's holding a weapon and running through the street and he bumps into somebody and he kills him as a result? Does he go to Galut? Is that considered Galut? Is that considered Shogeg or Karov Lemezid? If you're running with a weapon in the street, guess what? If you're holding a weapon, what do? Walk slowly. What are you running in? And that's Karov Lemezid. He says, Galut would not be Mechaper, going to exile to Ari Miklat would not atone for that kind of situation. So therefore, certainly, says Maran Zichrono Berakha, Kal Vachomer ben Beno shel Kal Vachomer, how do you look at a car? I'll tell you a story. One time, you know, in Bnei Brak, about, you know, 60 years ago, everybody knows the Stipler, right? Agon Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, Zichr Tzadik Levracha, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. So, you know, 60 years ago, it wasn't so popular to have a car. Not a lot of people had it. They were new, you know, it was expensive. So somebody came to the Stipler, he bought a new car in Bnei Brak, and this person came to the Stipler and he said, Rebbe, I get a Mazel Tov. He says, what? He says, I bought a car. Tell me B'sha'a Tova, tell me Mazel Tov. He says, I'll tell you something. Ryan, you remember what the Stipler told him? The Stipler told him, don't be a Mazik. Al tihye Mazik. That's the Mazel Tov. A car is a kli mashchit. A car is a destructive vessel. A person has to be extremely careful. If not used properly, it can inflict mortal damage, that we know. And therefore, if a person was driving in a way that was against the law, in a way that was reckless and endangers people's lives, and he got into an accident and as a result somebody died, the halacha is, says Maran Zichrono Berakha, based on the Rambam and based on the Shulchan Aruch, this Kohen may no longer go up to the Dukhan even after he does Teshuvah.
Is it safe to say, Mamizit, lo shoged ken?
No, shogeg is also asur. Shulchan Aruch says beferush that shogeg,
if a person... she can.
Of course, well, that's a, if not mezid, then where? That's exact. That's for sure. The machloket is b'shogeg. Machloket is b'shogeg, where the tshuva, b'da'at Rambam, da'at Maran, is even when it was shogeg, even when it was chozer b'tshuva. Now the question is, how do you look at a car? When a person's driving recklessly, you want to call that by accident? It's not by accident. That's karov lemezid. That's all, you know, that's called being reckless. That's pshia. That's bivadai. However, says Maran Zichrono Berakha in the tshuva nichaveda, there are several times when a person can be driving and it's really, kishmo kenhu, can really be an accident. Just an accident. For instance, a person was driving according to the speed limit and, you know, Hashem Yirachem, you know, sometimes you have children or elderly people that don't look and boom, they jump into the street. Hashem Yirachem Yatzil. He mamash wasn't his fault. What's the halacha of and Hashem Yirachem Yatzil, he got into an accident like that and he killed the kid. Can the Kohen go up for Birkat Kohanim afterwards?
Mutar.
Batuach.
The anus.
So over here, this is called an onus. Now what's the halacha? We spoke about mezid. We spoke about shogeg. Now we see Maran says beferush that shogeg is no good. He can't go up. What do you think Maran would hold about onus? About a situation beyond your control. A person was driving safely and Hashem Yirachem, it was slippery. You know, the brakes went out. Let's say he... Yeah.
There's one situation, I don't know if you mentioned, but what if it was a Kohen driver with a suspended license, but he drove with careful?
Okay. I hear Kohen with a suspended license, that's called... When the person has a suspended license,
what
it's called driving reckless.
Yes.
Reckless.
That is considered reckless.
Reckless, asur. You cannot drive with a suspended license.
What about if he's driving because of he has to?
Meaning what?
Fast driving because he has to.
Doesn't matter.
Let's say a guy, a wife gave birth, or maybe he's a Hatzola driver. I don't know. You know.
Even so, even when a person's driving, when he's a Hatzola driver, you know how many times Hatzola cars or police cars get into accidents?
They have to take a course for it once a year.
What, for getting into accidents?
No, for not getting into accidents. There's like a whole course about it.
You know, you have to, there's people in the street. And they have lights and sirens. You don't have lights and sirens. Yes, Ryan.
But for example, you said if somebody has a expired license, it's like Shia. But for example, myself, my license is expired right now. It's impossible for me to get it renewed. All the DMVs are closed.
You can get it online. You can get it online.
Even the site is done. I tried my most.
But legally, they're extended, though. Everything was extended. Even if it's expired, it's valid. So you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I got an email this week, the same thing about the inspection. I have to get an inspection, but they said because of the matzav, so they're extending the inspection expiration date, whatever. Okay, Aval.
The Russia corner extended everything, the Russia.
Yeah, what are you saying?
But what if somebody else hit the Kohen and the person in the opposite car, the person who hit the Kohen, died?
Yanema, like a sandwich, the Kohen, somebody hit the Kohen from behind, his car, and then he went flying, Zabavadai. That's not me, that's him.
Or let's say they're both driving, but the guy came and hit the Kohen like this.
T-bone.
Yeah.
So listen to this. I want you to listen very carefully. You didn't answer my question. Shlomo, what do you say about onis? We spoke about mezid. We spoke about horeg nefesh b'shogeg. What about be'onis? What should be the halacha with regards to the Kohen?
Hello.
What's your svara?
Just as when you kill b'shogeg, if you kill be'onis, you don't have to go to a remiklat. You don't have to atone for anything the same way here.
Okay, so I'll tell you you're partially right because it's machlok taposkim. The Eliyahu Rabba and Magen Giborim, Eliyahu Rabba, Hagaon Eliyahu Shapira Mitiktin. Magen Giborim, Hagaon Rabbeinu Moshe Galanti, Asheni. Galanti is Mishelano. Yeah? Where is Galanti from?
Spain. Italy?
Nope.
Morocco.
Nice try. Turkey. Anyway, Bekitzur, from Turkey. He was Talmido of Maran. Anyway, Bekitzur, he was the first Rishon Lezion. The first Rishon Lezion in history, about 450 years ago. Maram Galanti. Rabbeinu Moshe Galanti, the author of Magen Giborim, they hold like Shlomo. That what? Kohen Sheharag Be'onis, which means like the case we gave, he's driving slowly, not slow, but you know, speed limit, and a kid, Bar Minan, jumps into the street. And he can't stop in time. They say he can do Birkat Kohanim. Prima Gadim disagrees. Anybody remember Prima Gadim? Agon Rabbi? Yosef Te'omim. So he says, the Prima Gadim in the Eshel Abraham, he says, no. Even Be'ones, you see from the Rambam says, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid. So that extends to Ones too. That Kohen Sharag et Nefesh. What's the point? Rabotai, why is it? What's the reason that a Kohen, and according to the Rambam also, is there anything more powerful than Teshuvah, Shlomo? There's nothing more powerful. So if he was Horeg Nefesh b'mezid b'shogeg and he was Chozer b'tshuvah, how come the Rambam and Maran hold that it's still no good, he can't go up? You ever wonder?
Because no matter how much he made the Tshuvah, he still killed somebody.
Teshuvah is mechaper. Teshuvah is a tough process, but we know teshuvah works. For a person to say that teshuvah doesn't work for murder is kfira, is heresy, it's wrong, zelo nachon. So if that's the case, I ask you, yeah, Ryan, why if the guy did teshuvah, do you tell me he can't go up? Mayase, what else do you want from me? I did teshuvah, and you're telling me teshuvah works. Why can't I go up?
Like yesh din shahoreget hanefesh, asur la'alo ladukhan.
Why? Why? Can it be mitzteref l'minyan? Can a murderer who did teshuvah be mitzteref l'minyan?
Some people that hate him, that's why he can't do it.
Yeah. Why?
Some people hate him.
Not hate him.
Rabbi, don't they say megalgelin chova al edei chayav?
They say that, but he chazer mitzvah. Oh, you're missing the point.
But it happened to him, so he was guilty.
Rabbi,
the hands that are full of blood can't do nesiyat kapayim and be...
Adam, now we're talking. We needed a Kohen to answer this question. Guys, listen up. Yeah, listen. I always say, by machetes, the Kohanim Levim business is disproportionate to the Israelim. Lo kacha? They have we need to import them a few more Israelim. So listen very carefully. Rabotai.
Shirazis, they're all Kohanim.
Shirazis are all Kohanim? Okay.
not all, but like 90%.
Okay. You know, there's a, in Tunisia, there's an island that's called Iya Kohanim, the island of Kohanim. You ever heard of Djerba? Djerba is an island, an island off the coast of Tunisia. Everybody over there was Kohanim. What are you saying, Alan?
I'm saying that if you're Shiraz, almost the same situation.
Yeah? Disproportionate? They have Levim or no?
No, Levim, I mean, they have, but not as much. But Kohanim, I mean, they have a shul that is Kohanim.
Uh-huh, okay. There's halakha and shulchan aruch. What do you do if the whole kahal is Kohanim? Anyway, Adam said the right thing before. In kategor nasa sanegor, which means what? A prosecutor cannot become a defender. If the hands have blood on them, if these hands cause someone to die, they cannot bring about the zechut of blessing, Am Yisrael. That's the reason. That's why it's not that teshuvah doesn't work. Of course teshuvah works. Rather what? You can't, you have this issue of en kategor nasa senegor, says the Prima Gadim. If that's the reason, then that should extend not only to mezid, to shogeg, and not only to shogeg, also to what? Ones. No? 1 second, Rabotai. What do you need me to do? Who is this? Is that coming? Go. That's why I shouldn't be giving shiurim at home. That's why we have to go back to Bet Midrash. Anyway, Bekitzur, inshallah. So he says like this, Rabotai. Adam, Alan, say amen.
Amen. Amen. Of course. Gam, how did I say it? Gamchen? Gam lecha? What did I say?
Bechen lemor. Yeah, Rabotai, Maran Zichon Avracha in Yechaveh Da'at says that because over here is Safek Bracha Levatala, even a person who got into mamash, an accident, the kid ran into the street, Hashem Yerachem Bar Minan, since there is a machloket over here and it borders on bracha levatala, the kohen should abstain from going up in accordance with the Prima Gadim. However, okay, Ryan, give me a second. Okay. However, he says, nevertheless, if the kohen wasn't honest with his ritzicha and he goes to Rabbanim, he was chozer b'tshuva, he's broken, he accepts upon himself tikkunim, you know, all sorts of processes to rectify this that came to his hand. Like the good doctor said before, at the end of the day, even if it was a complete accident, we know that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates is megalgelin chov al yedei chayav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bad things through not the best people. After all of that, if the Kohen wants to go up to the Dukhan when it's ones, plus chazara b'tshuva, says Maran Zichrono Livracha, the Kohen may go up to the Dukhan. Why? And here's the clincher of Butai. He says, because over here, we have, although yes, we do hold like the Rambam, we do hold like Maran, that b'shogeg is asur. But over here we have me'en safek sfeka. We have kind of a safek sfeka. First of all, maybe the halacha is that be'onis, it's permissible to go up. Who was that? That was the that was the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Magen Giborim, right? Who said, be'onis it's mutar. And even if you want to tell me onis is asur, maybe when he was chozer b'tshuva, remember we had other poskim before who talked about chazara b'tshuva? Maybe chazara b'tshuva also works like the Rama brought down, like the Mordechi and Ravaya and Or Zerua. So over here you have a safek sfeka, which allows, again, which means, Maran Zichron Baruch says that if the Kohen, in spite of the fact, we know, nowadays, Rabotai, nowadays, She'en Bet HaMikdash Kayam, is Birkat Kohanim De'oraita or De'rabbanan? Mitzvat Asen Torah or only De'rabbanan?
De'oraita.
Del De'oraita.
De'rabbanan.
Must look it.
Thank you, Shlomo. Bekitzur, there's a tremendous machlok taposkim. What are you saying, Danny? Danny, you're underwater.
Right. Anyway.
No.
Two is the right, so it's one is Rabbana.
Uh-huh. So that's a machloket. Most poskim, the Radbaz, Petach HaDevir, many others hold that even nowadays, Birkat Kohanim is mitzvat aseh min haTorah. Okay, you understand that? Mitzvat aseh min haTorah. according to the Mishnah Berura, you know, the Berur Halacha in Siman Kuf Chavchet brings down Ryan, then not only for the Kohanim to bless, but even for the Kahal, for the non-Kohanim to be blessed, is included in the mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah of Birkat Kohanim. You know that. There are some poskim, the Yabetz, in Moruk Tziah, Yaakov Emdin Ben Tzevi, who writes in his Moruk Tziah, that nowadays that we don't have the Avodat Bet HaMikdash, it's only Midrabbanan. Nevertheless, he changes his mind, and most poskim hold that nowadays it's mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah. If a Kohen who got into a terrible accident completely beyond his control, and as a result does not want to go up Ladukhan, if you would ask the Chavedat, what would you tell him?
Shouldn't.
Then don't, because there's plenty of people, there's plenty of poskim who hold that you shouldn't. Now, what else? However, if he does want to go up, we have a Safik Sfika, like we said, which is what? Safik Sfika, Safik, maybe Onis is permissible, and even if not, maybe when he was Chozer B'Tshuva, it's Mutar, especially if he was Mekabel, Alav, you know, tikkunim from the Rabbanim Bechule. Now I ask you a question, Rabotai. How do we have a Safik Sfika over here? Hare, over here we're talking about making a Bracha. You're making a Bracha. Asher Kiddushanu B'Kdushato Shel Aharon, B'Tzivanu Levarech Tamo Yisrael B'Ahava. So when you're making a Bracha, I thought we don't make Safik Sfikot in order to make a Bracha. How does that work? Any answer? How do you answer that?
Can you repeat it again one more time, the question?
It's a suffix if he's a real Kohen or not.
No, forget about it. No. That makes it worse. If he's not a real Kohen, then he shouldn't be making brachot. No, let's forget about that. Everybody nowadays, they're b'chizkat Kohanim. Ma kavana? Ryan, explain it. What is b'chizkat Kohanim?
We're all Kohanim, Rabbi. Right now, we're all suffix Kohanim.
Well, suffix, but you have what? Kohane chazakot. What does that mean? Ryan, tazbir mazeh.
From my father to the father to the father, Zechazaka.
That you have the Kohanim that we have today, not again, there are some Kohanim Yuchasim, but most of the Kohanim that we have today are Kohane Chazaka. Yane, he's Muchzak. He has a strong assumption that he's behaving for generations like a Kohen, and therefore we assume him to be a Kohen. There are some Mishpachot that are Kohanim Yuchasim. What does that mean? Kohanim who are able to trace back their lineage all the way to Kohanim Yuchasim, all the way to Bet HaMikdash. Hagaon Chacham Shalom Kohen.
But remember you said they became Kohanim. You said something. Can you repeat that? They became back in time, something, and it was a Kapala or something, and they became Kohanim. What did you say?
No. There was a city. There was a certain city somewhere that Maran Zichron Berachah brings down in Echavedat, that the people over there were such Ameha Aretz that they used to make Nedarim. Ryan, you know this? They used to make Nedarim in the city when they were Be'et Sarah, that Hashem, if you save us, we'll become Kohanim. That's how there was such a city. I don't want to say in which country, but Maran Zichron Berachah used it as a tziruf to allow a Kohen to marry a Grusha.
Rabbi, I'm not sure if that is true. I mean, they used that because they needed to use that. But I mean,
It's true.
Rabbi Ben Chaim said he doesn't know of anybody of ever doing anything like that. He could use it as a suffix, speka, whatever.
Chacham Ben Sion was more Parsi than Rav Ben Chaim, okay? And because you know Rav Ben Chaim is not Parsi, Chacham Ben Sion is. And Chacham Ben Sion openly in a shiur said the same thing as Maran Zichron Berachah. He didn't want to say which city, but he said beferush, I have the speech and I have the date that Agaon Chacham Ben Sion gave the speech, that there was such a city where they used to do that.
If you lineage from that city. Look how many Kohanim became.
Alan, you know where Chacham Ben Sion was from? I mean, his parents?
Shiraz.
That's right. Anyway, Bikitsur, you got a shout out. So,
Rabbi, is that the city?
No, Chas v'Shalom. No. Aval, Mikol Makom, back, but that has nothing to do with the discussion. Answer me why it's not a Safek Sfeka. Why it's not a problem of Safek Sfeka Bibrachot. You're telling me a Safek Sfeka, but even 1,000 Sfekot to make a Bracha is no good. The answer is, the Bet Yosef brings down the Siman Ptav Petit, based on the Tulmat edition in Siman Lamed Zayin, that you are allowed, when it's a Safek Sfeka to make a Bracha, then we don't make it. But over here, is it a Safek Sfeka to make a Bracha, or does the Safek Sfeka allow the Kohen say you're still eligible for the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim? How is it? The Safek Sfeka over here tells the Kohen you're still eligible for the mitzvah. once the Safek Sfeka, says the Bet Yosef, determines the Kohen's eligibility for Birkat Kohanim, the bracha is then dragged along and he's allowed to make the bracha as well. You understand? Where do we find something similar? Tell me something similar by Sfirat HaOmer. Talk to me. Tell me something very similar to what I just said by Sfirat HaOmer. If you know that you didn't count the entire day before, can you count the next night with a bracha? No.
No.
If you're not sure if you counted the day before, can you count the next night with a bracha?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Safek Sfeka.
Safek Sfeka. Ma Safek Sfeka.
Safek if he really counted the night before. And if you want to say he didn't, Safek if we hold like the opinions, I'd say every night is a mitzvah in itself.
Yefe me'od, comes the Bet Yosef and says, what are you talking about? It's a Safek Sfeka to make a bracha. Al Sfirat, right? Al Sfirat HaOmer. It's a Safek Sfeka Levarech. Bilo Osim Safek Sfeka Levarech. Says the Bet Yosef, what's the answer? That what? The Safek Sfeka determines your eligibility of the mitzvah. The Safek Sfeka tells you you're still in the game. Once you're still in the game, what do I tell you about the bracha? The bracha comes along for the ride. Same thing over here by the Kohen. Verstehst? That's the idea over here. Now,
What's the source that we don't make a Safek Sfeka for a bracha? Because you always quote the Gemara and Ketubot that we make a Safek Sfeka with Yisrael Deoraita. So why is the bracha any different?
Because brachot are Safek Brachot Leakil. And Safek Brachot Leakil is even one Safek or a million Sfekot. That's part of the takana that Chachamim made by Brachot, since all Brachot, besides for Birkat HaMazon or Derabbanan anyway, intrinsically the Chachamim said, anytime you have any Sfekot by Brachot, whether it's one or a million, you won't make the Bracha. And so bracha, that's part of the mechanism.
Bracha more stringent than Yisrei Karet or Yisrei Skila?
Not more stringent. The mechanism is different, how we determine. Understand? Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Rabotai. Oh, you feel, I'm not understanding at all. So he says, family. So Rabotai, listen very carefully. According to that, it would be Mutar. I ask you one more thing. You sometimes have another situation where you have Kohanim in the army. Yeah? Binyamin, F.O. Where'd he go?
Binyamin. That was my question.
Oh, and Michael, what happens if you have a Kohen in the Israeli army and he goes out and he kills? Okay? In war. Is he pasul for Birkat Kohanim now?
It's not murder.
That's for sure. It's a mitzvah. It's a righteous.
Self-defense also.
Okay. What if it was a Kohen in the American army? Does it make
Same
a difference?
Thing. Same thing.
Isn't there a machloket if the Kohen killed a Jew or a non-Jew?
Yefeh me'od. Yefeh me'od. Good. Maran Zichron Bracha. In Ryan, he knows how my brain works. We try to make this, you know, by the shiurim, we try to make it methodical. We try to cover all the bases and then to try to get halachot psukot. This whole halacha that we've been speaking about until now, we've been speaking about Jews. What happens if you kill the goy? Does the same halacha apply? We'll get to the army in a second. But murdering chalila, murdering a goy, obviously it's asur. But does the same halacha apply that if a Jew murdered a goy, he's pasul la'adot la'duchan? What do you think?
He can go up, Rabbi.
Zero.
Because you know why, Rabbi? Zero. Because he cannot be worse than a Saduki. You understand? If you kill Saduki and he's a Safek Jew, and you are patur. So, kal vachomer.
That's from mitah. That's from mitah. I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you about this halacha. We're not talking about being chayav mitah. We're talking about going up to the duchan after a Jew killed a goy. That's the question. So, yesh bezeh, like anything else, Rabotai, you ready? Shlomo, you were right before and you're going to be right again.
Machloket
gdola meod. Hagaon Rabbi Sachar Ber Eilenberg, Zecher Tzadik Vracha, he was the author of the Be'er Sheva. He has a sefer called Tzedal Derech. And he writes, okay, he writes based on a certain Mechilta, that he quotes from the Mechilta that the law of a Kohen being Pasul for Birkat Kohanim is even when the Kohen kills a Goy. That's the opinion of Tzedel HaDerech. However, obviously, I don't have time to go into all of the mechanics right now and all the Sverot and the Dikdukim and the Ra'ayot. Many poskim disagree with the Tzedel HaDerech. The Prisha, yeah, on the tour, Hagaon B'Yosha Folk Katz, yeah, he was Talmid Muvhak of the Maharshal. He writes that this law does not apply to a Kohen who killed a Goy. Does not apply to a Kohen who killed a Goy. The Ma'amar Mordechai Karmi agrees with him. Hagaon Shalmei Tzibur, Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Elgazi, who was the Rosh Yeshivat Mekubalim Bet El, and he was also Rishon Letzion, in his Sefer Shalmei Tzibur, he writes the same thing, that the law of a Kohen who kills a non-Jew, even though it's Asur, but it does not invalidate the Kohen from going up to Birkat Kohanim. Now here's another thing. Let's add another thing into the mix. Although it's a machlok.
How about a Kohen doctor that performs abortions?
Yeah, bar minnan. Anyway, bekitzur, tzech leavi lo shtes tirot. Anyway, bekitzur. Ach, hamor. Anyway, bekitzur.
And the goy doesn't
ever show. Ryan, what can we tell this guy? Tagid la chamor hazeh bishmi.
Rabbi.
So chamor. Oh, you don't know Rabbi Ben Chaim's line?
We had one this morning.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Anyway, bekitzur, mazeh a doctor performs abortions. And then he wants to, with the same, crazy, the same hands that perform abortions, he's going to do birkat kohanim? Mamash, that's not being Rashad, that's being Mamash Chamor. Now, he says...
Rabbi, yeah. If he killed the goy, b'shogeg omezi?
Oh, so that's a different machloket. Over here, it makes it better.
No, now, the one who said asur.
Yeah. It seems like if it was b'shogeg by a goy, even the Tzedel HaDerech would say it's mutan. But over here, okay, now listen very carefully. I want to bring you another ayah to this. Listen very carefully. The Pri Chadash, Hagaon Pri Chadash, says as follows. Who's Pri Chadash, Rabotai? Remind me. My guys know.
Rav de Silva.
Yafe. Hagaon Rabbi Chizkiya de Silva. He was originally from Italy and he moved. He was Av Bedin Shel Yerushalayim. Anyway, so he writes in Pri Chadash, on this Saif Lamedhen, Siman Kuf Chavchet, he writes a very interesting thing. What would you say about the following scenario? We know Halacha Psuka, the Rambam brings in Perek He, Av Vilchot Yisodei HaTorah, Marana Shulchan Aruch, and Yoreh De'ah, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. Yeah, Yonah, if a guy, Chas V'Shalom, a Goy comes over to you, a Goy comes over to a Jew, puts a gun to his head, and says, Reuven, if you don't kill Shimon, I'm going to kill you. What's the halacha?
You cannot do it, Jew. You can die. You have to die.
Yehareg ve'al ya'avor. Halacha psuka. You must take the bullet. Now, what happens if Reuven could not stand up to the test? Reuven is a Kohen. Reuven, a Kohen, could not stand up to that test. And he goes and he kills Shimon. Can Reuven HaKohen, after doing that, go up to Birkat Kohanim?
I don't think so, Rabbi.
Huh?
That's a
definition of onus. That's a definition of onus that we have.
Says the Pri Chadash, even though, did he do the right thing? No. Halacha Psuka, what do you have to do? He must give up his life. He did the wrong thing. But since at the end of the day, the fact that Reuven HaKohen murdered Shimon was only be'onus, says the Pri Chadash, Halacha Lema'aseh, Reuven HaKohen is still, after that situation, he's allowed to go up to do Birkat Kohanim. He's allowed to. And that's by a Jew. Kal V'Chomer ben Beno shel Kal V'Chomer, a Kohen in the Israeli army, it's being done in self-defense. And even when, you know, even when they're going on operations, that's also part of the self-defense. So it's killing a Goy, Be'onis, because it's self-defense, and it's also mitzvah, to protect Am Yisrael, to protect Eretz Yisrael. So Maran Zichron Bracha is very mekel. And the same thing would apply, by the way, for a Kohen in the American army. It's being done in self-defense. En lecha onis gadol mizeh. You might not have the mitzvah that you have by protecting Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, but it's still an onis. And therefore, Maran Zichron Bracha is of the opinion that a Kohen who serves in the army is after he's done, you know, when he comes back from being on the front lines, even if he did kill, he is permitted based on this to...
Even if there were Jews against Jews? Like before? Shvatim, wars, Jews against Jews before? Now, how they?
Like a civil war, that's a good question.
Yeah,
was it being done in self-defense?
Listen, it's... Whatever, he killed a Jew. Yes, of course. For the,
yeah, but, it's killed, kill, but okay. What do we just say from the Pri Chadash? That if you killed a Jew, be honest. If you were forced, if it was in self-defense. But according to the letter of the law, afterwards, if you chozer b'tshuva, you may. So, Rabotai, let's quickly recap before we end it here and go to the Dvar Torah. I mean, to the Parashat HaShavuah. This is Dvar Torah as well, obviously. Just quickly recap. Rabotai, anybody want to help me quickly recap with regards to the dinim of Kohen, She'arag et ha-Nefesh, with regards to Birkat Kohanim? Ryan, you want to take it away? Ani azor lecha, b'chavon.
Starting from where?
Start from the letter of the law. Kohen sharag tanefesh.
Okay, so Kohen killed somebody, the mezid, for sure, he can't go up and do teshuvah, right? The beshogeg, I mean, there's a machloket v'davar, but Maran was posek that...
Well, even by mezid, after teshuvah, is machloket.
Even by mezid, if he did teshuvah, is
machloket. So, bevadai, no machloket, Kohen who killed somebody be mezid and no teshuvah, no machloket, you can't go up to Birkat Kohanim. Now go.
Then b'shogeg also b'shogeg. There's a machloket if he does teshuvah or not. And Maran was supposed to say that even with teshuvah, he still can't go up to the duchan anymore.
Even teshuvah and even shogeg.
And over there, the Rama disagreed with Maran and said if he does teshuvah over there, he would be able to. Okay. And then we brought the teshuvah of Maran zechonah lebracha in Chavedat with regards to if somebody was driving carelessly. Or is his license expired, for example, he was running through stop signs and he killed somebody, that would be Karov LeMezid, so for sure over there he would not be able to go up and do Kohanim even if he does Teshuvah. But if it was an honest case, for example, if somebody walked in the middle of the street, then there would be, if he does a Teshuvah and he gets in front of three Chachamim and he really feels bad about what he did, then there would be room to be able to go back up to do Kohanim again.
Okay.
And then we said also...
What about soldier?
We brought right the soldier. We said also there's a machlok. There's a how can you say safek sveka with regards to bracha? And then we said it's because it's a safek sveka bringing him back, being eligible to do kohanim, which drags the bracha back into it. Same thing with Sfirat HaOmer. And then we brought the tshuva of Maran zechon lebracha nechavedat about a soldier in the army, which we said from the Pri Chadash mashma that it's honest and you would be allowed to do kohanim.
And the Pri Chadash is even talking about Jews.
Yeah,
Pri Chadash is talking about honest by a Jew. So by a soldier. How much more so, especially if it's a soldier in the, you know, Tzva Hagana Yisrael, which is protecting Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So over there, certainly, it would be a mitzvah. That was a beautiful
sikkim. Chazak baruch. So yeah. What about the second degree murder?
Second degree murder? What is that, manslaughter?
Yeah, like let's say the guy actually pays, like let the guy pay somebody to go kill, but he didn't kill.
And then he, obviously he did teshuvah. That does right. that does not invalidate him from being a kohen. That's obviously asur, right?
Of course,
you know, there's not the mob, but you know, but at the end of the day, it does not invalidate him from going up to Birkat Kohanim afterwards. Okay, let me just stop. Yeah.
No,
ein shliach lidvar avera. The Gemara says that the Perush, Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Memdalet Amud Bet. That's Maskanat Gemara.